Norman Arch. Piazza Mocarta, at the heart of the city, owes its name to the Arab warrior Mocarta, leader of the Arab forces, who was defeated by Conte Ruggero in 1075. It is popular among local citizens as one of their favourite meeting places, becoming particularly crowded over the weekend. This is the place where families, young people, and groups of friends arrange to meet or just meet by chance during their traditional stroll around the city. The piazza is dominated by the Norman Arch, the last surviving remnant of the castle built by Conte Ruggero at the end of the 11th century. The castle was built against the city walls, a further part of its fortifications also built on Ruggero's orders. The castle occupied the space now more or less taken up by the garden. It was part of the city's defences and acted as the main seat of the Norman dynasty from Conte Ruggero onwards. In the 16th century, part of the castle began to be used as a prison, and at the end of the 19th century, it was almost completely destroyed to give way to public gardens. The simple arch in front of you is an ogival arch typical of Norman architecture. Over time, it has become one of the city's most important symbols. If you can, come back here in the evening when the floodlighting gives this simple feature its greatest impact, a site of great charm and personality. Uomo Cane, Dog Man. Up to the early 1970s, a mysterious character used to use the Norman Arch as his home and place of refuge, known to the Mazzara locals as the Uomo Cane, or Dog Man. He gave his name as Tommaso Lipari and lived in Mazzara for about 30 years. At first sight, he was a simple tramp. The attention of the local citizenry was drawn to him by the unusual nature of his life and habits. He lived a solitary life, refusing all offers of charity or help from those offering him food or a place of shelter. He used a pointed stick as his support and means of collecting cigarette stubs, which he then used as raw material for making his own. Everyone knew him for his cantankerous temper, but also his elegance. It was said he was highly educated, particularly in science. Anecdotes were common in the town of his ability to answer highly complex questions on physics. According to some, Tommaso Lipari was none other than Ettore Majorana, a famous scientist who disappeared at the end of the 1930s in mysterious circumstances. It's never been possible to confirm this fascinating hypothesis, however. The Consagra Fountain. Near the steps leading from Mocarta towards the Lungomare Mazzini, which is the seafront, and quite close to the Norman Arch, you will find a modern fountain designed by Pietro Consagra, a famous artist from Mazzara who died only recently. It is a work in bronze, dating from the 1960s, called Uomini che vengono dal mare, The Men from the Sea. The four elements which make up the fountain, indeed, represent figures who have given up the sea to live on dry land. Consagra described his construction of the work as follows. Water became the most exciting element, slipping over the bronze, gurgling and overflowing into little channels and rivulets, shooting out in straight spurts and variously formed sprays, hysterical, sweet, impetuous, gushing from the cracks from the visible and invisible openings of the channels for the internal tubing, to be assembled and disassembled in work which proved to be lengthy, new and fascinating. Behind the Norman Arch, the Yolanda Gardens are a shady and peaceful place, an ideal spot to rest for a while and unwind. Don't miss the experience of strolling along the seafront dotted with bars where you can sit at a table in the open, relax and enjoy the beautiful seascape, particularly at sunset. If atmospheric conditions are right, when you're on the seafront, you may be lucky enough to see a rare phenomenon. Called the City of Friar Lucchino, it is the same effect as a mirage, with a reflected city appearing on the sea, complete with towers, buildings, gardens, and so on. It comes from the reflection and refraction of light connected to changes in atmospheric pressure.